Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for EcoDump Dynamics.
Yeah, who is this?
Yes, hi, my name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. What is this about?
Yes, so the reason for my call, we were a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. And I'm sure that you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search.
Yeah, is this regarding like LSA or PPC?
We can do those too. I was originally calling about the local listing, so you know how the map of the
Oh,
local
okay.
area, it pops up in the middle.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been
Okay.
trying to actually look into that.
Okay, so yeah, that's where we would list you. And the reason, so what would happen is if we were to program you in to appear in the local listing section, we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer the same services. So that's how they'll ensure your placement. But they would have to be searching from within your service area in order to see you. So I know that the 80221 is home base, but are you servicing like the Denver metro area, or how far are you traveling for the work?
I mean, we're servicing everything within a 25-mile radius on a daily basis. And then if we can schedule out appointments to like a 30-mile radius, we will. I mean, even as far as like Greeley and Castle Rock. But our main area is, North Denver Federal. It's probably a 5-mile radius.
5 miles, okay. And I'm sorry, my name again is Tara. Who am I speaking with?
I'm Josh Moriarty.
Josh,
Me and my wife own the company.
nice to meet you, Josh. And so, how long have you been in business there in the area?
I've been in this area doing business for the last 6 years.
Oh, okay. With that company name, the EcoDump
No,
Dynamics?
we've just launched the EcoDump, probably in the last 4 months.
Oh, okay. That'll help. Okay. With the pricing. And then I was looking for the website, ecodumpdynamics.com. That's you, right?
Yeah, that's our website, and we're on pretty much all social media platforms, and we're on Nextdoor, let's see here, Angie's, HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack.
Which one of those do you like best, of those lead services?
We're just kind of starting out with Angie's. It's more subscription-based, so you pay like $1,000 a month, so we still gotta, do that for a couple months to see what our return is. Thumbtack is more a pay-per-lead platform, which has been good. I mean, you probably land 40% or less of the leads that they charge you for, so it's not great, but it's pretty good, I guess.
Okay. And with the Angie's, it's just a little too soon to tell, it sounds
Yeah.
like. Okay. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
Well, we're not really looking to spend more money right now on marketing, but we are wondering how to get on Google Maps when people search, junk removal near me. Is there a way to do that that doesn't cost money?
You can submit yourself to Google, absolutely. Although, I mean, most companies do that. When you submit yourself, you just never quite know where you're going to wind up. So you may be on page 2, you may be on page 20. And so what we do, and this would include the Google listing as well, but what we do is we would anchor you to that first page where really 90% of the searches, they'll start and stop on that first page. Usually they don't have to go any further. There's enough listings there for them to make a phone call or two, and they've got their guy. So that's
Yeah.
where the value is. And you wouldn't be limited to like the number of leads. You just kind of have some freedom, to pick and choose. Well, and the calls come direct, right? Not through a third party.
Right. Yeah.
So I understand that cost is a concern. If So one thing that they have is you're new, under a year in business, you can qualify for that promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate for our newer companies. If it is something you see value in, I would recommend take a moment to hear out the pricing for it now while we're on the phone. That way, if you do decide that you want that spot, at least you've had the opportunity. How does that sound?
Okay, yeah, I mean, we're open to hearing about pricing, at least, you know, on an information basis. I don't think we're ready to make any commitments, but it'd be good to know. What do you got?
Okay, so typically it'll run $10 a day, $12 a day, somewhere in there. And with this, for the first page, even if, let's say everybody in the area called up to sign up for the first page, right, and paying customers, we can't take them. So we can list only one. It's how they ensure your placement, and that's why we're assigned to that area today. If we could get you up there on the low end of that, closer to the $10 a day, is that something you would want now?
Is this for a month, or can you...
Is there like a commitment to a certain amount of months, or is it on a day-to-day basis?
It's monthly, right? So it's one flat monthly fee, and as long as you stay with us, we continue to keep you on that first page. If you were to ever leave the program, you wouldn't be wiped off of Google. You'd still have your Google listing, but again, you know, 90% of those searches, it'll start and stop on that first page. And while we were talking, I was just messaging Nadine. She's my director for the area to apply that rate for me. I'll get you that pricing now, and we'll do our best to make it fit. I'm letting her know cost is your main concern, so that way she can...
Yeah, and you know, if we once we decide to make a commitment, because obviously Google is the largest search engine, and we want to be on there, we just don't know. We got to run our numbers and make sure that we're not going to mess up our margins for this month. Because we just paid Angie's, and we're kind of behind right now, so we don't want to go. You know, anyway, let's figure out what the total cost would be for a month, and. That, based on that, that's like we could do it for a month and then turn it off if we decided?
That's a good question. I think, well, I have Nadine here. Nadine, were you able
Hi,
to
Josh.
Hear that question? Okay, she'll help
Yes,
us.
I did.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Josh, how are you?